This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Four Colorado inmates are suing Governor Polis and the state prison system for allegedly using them as slave labor. Attorney Tom Carberry hopes that the lawsuit leads to better conditions.
They do all the cleaning, they do all the painting, they actually do a lot of the electrical work, the plumbing work. We think the state should have to pay at least minimum wage to everybody.
Carberry says paying fair wages will help inmates adapt to life outside prison. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler has visited the Colorado Smelters Superfund site in Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Some 1,900 South Pueblo properties were potentially affected by lead and arsenic left behind by a silver smelter that shut down in 1908. To get these toxins cleaned up, the EPA placed the area on its national priorities list in 2014. Wheeler says it was the right decision to speed up the project a couple of years ago by more than doubling its annual budget.
There are too many examples of sites around the country that have become stuck and lingered on the list for years.
He says outdoor cleanup work is complete at almost half the properties likely to need it, and the entire project will be finished by 2023. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
In the weather, 82 degrees, it is mostly cloudy in Metro Denver, 61 and cloudy for Vail. It is 84 degrees with plenty of sunshine in Grand Junction. Chance of thunderstorms this afternoon along the Front Range. This is CPR News.